It's 3 a.m. You're sitting on a dock with no one around. The moon is up and the stars litter the sky. You look down and you see nothing but blackness. And hear nothing but the sounds of waves crashing and disrupting the sands. You look down at the water and wonder how deep it goes. Until you get the opportunity to witness the ocean, or at least put your head in the water and opening up your eyes, you might not grasp the pure magnitude of the sea. It's unique in so many ways. Nothing else of its scale is so beautiful, yet terrifying. It feels different from space simply because, well, the ocean is here. It's present. And we can visit it, though only a fraction of it. We get to see little parts of the whole, with only the slightest glimpse of what's there. Space is vast and terrifying, but the ocean is closer to home. And with the ocean, the only way to find out more is down. In space, you're going to need a suit, or you'll instantly begin the process of death. But in the sea, a death by drowning is more drawn out and more relatable. I'm sure many more people dream of drowning over dreaming of dying in space. It's the ability to swim, the ability to explore the water, that makes thalassophobia so terrifying. We can, if we're prepared, explore the sea, and that makes it so much more terrifying. Because what if what we find down there isn't friendly?